Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Vayetze. We continue the journey of our forefathers, and now we meet, or we continue the line of the story of Jacob. Jacob leaves his father home, and he runs away to Haran, where he's going to encounter Laban and his two daughters, and he will start the story of the people of Israel. But just before that, we're going to hear the story about how he encounters God. He wakes up in the morning and he understands there is God in this place after dreaming about the ladder. Funny enough, in the end of the parasha, or in the middle of the parasha, when he's going to wake up in the morning and we revealed it's Leah and not Rachel lying next to him because he was fooled, the verse would say, Ve'ine Leah. And there is Leah. We, the readers, know what happened last night. We know that Laban will change what he said, and he's not going to give her Rachel, he's going to give him Leah. But the verse says, Ve'ine Leah, to show you the surprise that Jacob has when you wake up in the morning and you look to the side of the bed and it's not the one you married with yesterday. I'm not going to go to the details of what happened there and the change and all of that, but I want to talk about the word of surprise, Ve'ine Leah, and there is Leah. The truth is this. When the verse of the Torah gives us this notion of surprise, it also, I want to say, implies of something that happened in the beginning of the parasha. Just like he woke up in the morning in a place that he thought was one thing, and he went to bed in a place, camping out, you know, chilling, and he's waking up with the realization, this is the house of the Lord. This is a holy place. Of course, we know, according to the tradition, that was the place of the temple. The surprise element is what I want to talk about. Because this surprise and the element of not preparing to what will happen is something that's going to follow the life of Jacob. Look at Yaakov's life. Even from his mother womb, he is fighting in life. There are going to be so many complex situation. He will fight with his brother in his mother's womb. When they're going to be kids, they're going to fight. He's going to go and steal the blessings. He's going to run away from his home. He's going to marry them. There's going to be this complexity, a lot of complex situation. Even after they're going to get married with his children. And in the next parashot as well, we'll see how the sons of Jacob, there's a lot of complex situation in life. How do you deal with complexity? And more than that, when we read about Jacob and we hear that Jacob is going to build the house of Israel, Jacob's name is going to be Israel. I think the lesson to be learned from this about complexity is something that John Lennon said, life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans. Again, life is what happens to you. Life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans. And when you think about it and about the complexity in life, you understand this is not only the story of Jacob. This is the story of the children of Israel. This is the story of the nation of Israel. Life is complex. Life is not easy. Life is not smooth. This lesson to be learned here is that Jacob lives his life with the understanding life is not going to be easy. When people think that life is going to be easy, it's going to be relaxed, there's not going to be any changes, this is where it's going to be complicated, because they will encounter situation and they will encounter complex situation. But when you think that life is always smooth and relaxed, this is where it's going to be harder. What are the tools then that Jacob has to deal with uncertainty, to deal with changes? When he leaves his father home, he has absolutely nothing. He needs to run away from his father home. He doesn't have any money. He doesn't have any respect and honor. And he arrives to Laban home with literally nothing. But it's not true. In him, engraved in his personality, there are these three powers and three strengths that the people of Israel and any person needs to have before building his home. Home filled with complexity. Number one, When he sees the injustice with the shepherds, he goes and he engages with most of his power to move away the thing that barriers from the wall, from the well of water. He pushes it. It's the power and the strength, but all not only that, but also being looking for justice. When you see something bad happening, he stands up and he fights for what is right. Number two, when he works for Lavan and he knows that already he scammed him, he is not a loyal person. And yet you see a person that is dedicating in his work and he's working and he's working and he pushes through. And he doesn't stop from believing and working hard and proving to the boss that he is a loyal worker. To the extent that when he's being, you know, asked, did you did something wrong? He comes and he flees. He says, I worked so hard day and night. I didn't thought for a reason that I'm going to act with you the way you acted with me. And a third element, we will encounter it in the end of the day. When Jacob is going to be standing in front of Pharaoh and he's going to say, my life was short and not easy. I want to say that this is exactly the point we said. Jacob understand we weren't brought to this world to have fun and to have smooth life. He understand it's going to be complex. And from a very young age, he lives in a certain situation, a certain way that he believes he always thinks about the future. He plans, he thinks, he already imagines what will it be and what is the purpose in life and how we can build the house of Hashem and how we can build the house for the family that will really going to be the house of Israel. The kids of Israel will start literally from the family of Jacob. And I want to finish up with this understanding how some things are engraved in someone's life from a very young age. There are things that are more than teachings. There are things that are more than sayings. You don't need to learn them. If you're being born to the right family, you are ready. It becomes a part of your DNA. Part of your life. This week I heard a magnificent story. A month ago there was a commander in the army that was killed. His name was Ettinger. He had 11 siblings with him. So there was 10, he left 10 brothers and sisters. But the truth is he also only left a mother because his father was killed 5 years ago in a terror operation in Ariel. In the Ariel Junction here in Samaria, he was driving when a terrorist came and shot in the junction. His father, Achiud Ettinger, a rabbi, stopped the car and shot back. Unfortunately, he was shot and he died. A month ago, somebody tells the story when he comes to the mother, the brave mother, and he asks her, how did you act after you were told that your son was killed? She says, it is not the question. After the officers left, after telling me that he was killed, as I said, I have 10 other children. One of them is only 17, 18. He's now before drafting to the army. And before drafting to the special units in the army, you need to do a lot of exams to get to the best units. And this family, of course, brings their kids into the best units. The problem is that if somebody from the family dies, a brother dies, they need to have a special permission to get drafted to these units. And the mother says, after the army left my home telling me that my son was killed, my young boy, my young son asks me immediately, will you sign the permission for me to go and get to this special units? I looked at them and I said, of course, your education, your soul, what you believe in, your DNA is stronger than anything. These things that we educate our kids on, these are the things that they see in our life, the devotion, the dedication, life itself, even after his father was killed, even after his brother is killed, this young boy, really starting with nothing, understands, and inside of him there are a couple of elements that will grow up to be a man that will build the home of Israel. Another soldier, another warrior, another fighter who fights for his nation and for what's right and for what's good. With his power, with his might, with his belief in God to build the house of Israel, the house of Israel. Shabbat Shalom.